We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Canterbury Summer Theater right there in downtown Michigan City. And we have Ray Scott Crawford, who's the artistic director, but along with it is John Burst. And they're going to talk about their next upcoming show. They've already had kind of a busy season so far with Lifespan of a Fact and Love is Many Splintered Thing. But now it's starting here, starting now. Gentlemen, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hey, Larry. Thanks.
Hi,
hey,
it's good to see both of you.
Great to have both of you here.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and continuing with what is season. In fact, we have another one coming up shortly to your next show. But let's talk about this one, starting here, starting now, and tell us all about it. Ray Scott, I'll start off with you, and then you can go to John.
Okay, well, this is the second musical in our summer. And I'll let John talk about it specifically. He's directing it. He's also our music director. So I just have worked with him on our Love is Many Splintered Thing, and this is his fifth year to return to Canterbury. So, John, tell him about Starting Here, Starting Now.
Yeah, well, you know, good things come in small packages, and Starting Here, Starting Now is a sweet little show. It was originally done off-Broadway in 1977 with three performers, two actresses and one actor. We've built that up a little bit. We've got two actresses and two actors, so we've got a small cast of four. And it's a sweet evening of songs that talk about love, explore love, love desired, love experienced, love lost. It's funny. Love is often funny, whether ironic or just joyful. And there are moments of self-discovery, too, because when you fall in love or you fall out of love, you learn about yourself. So it's a real fun evening. It's kind of a breezy evening. You know, we touch upon all aspects of love, aspects of kind of learning about yourself, but not with too heavy a hand. You know, there are a couple little dramatic moments, but otherwise it's a fun, breezy evening, and we hope people will come and join us.
Songs are so character driven, and of course I always think of Barbara Streisand when I hear the title.
Yeah, a young Barbara Streisand, that was one of her early hits, was the title song Starting Here, Starting Now. Actually, the composer of the show, David Shire, he had worked with her. He was an assistant conductor of Funny Girl on Broadway, which of course made Barbara Streisand a star. They had a relationship, and she was working with David Shire, and she saw the copy of his song on his piano, and she's like, oh, what's this? Fell in love with it, and she put it on one of her early albums, Color Me Barbara. So, yeah.
What other music do we hear? This is a music review, so, I mean, you're taking other songs, and so tell us some of the music we're going to hear.
Sure. So the opening number is a song about people, all four actors and actresses kind of discovering that they're in love, and then that's kind of a prelude to the title song, Starting Here, Starting Now, which is kind of a, you know, decision to go forward with this. We also have a lot of great songs. There's a song called Autumn, which is a kind of a wistful song that one of the actresses will sing. You know, autumn is a changing season, and the autumnal reference, the autumnal years, the autumn years of a person's life. You know, it's a moment of self-reflection. It's a moment of loss, but there's also the moment of transition. So that's a beautiful song. One of the most famous songs from the show is called Crossword Puzzle, where a woman, one of the actresses, she's doing the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle, which is, of course, one of the most difficult puzzles in the world. And she used to do it with her ex-husband. And we find out during the course of the song that she's having to do the puzzle alone. And she constantly references the past relationship with her husband. So it's very comical at times, but there's a little heartbreak in there, too, because she's left to do something alone that they used to do as a couple. So it's a wide range of songs. There's a lot of company numbers. These four voices, they're going to sound like 40 once they go full voice. So it's
who are those voices?
Sure. So we have Elena Farley. We have Angel. Angel Pearl, Noah Bryant, and J. Cole Brent. That's the cast, and they're great.
Excellent.
Excellent. When do you start your rehearsals for that? Because this is a mid-July show. I mean, you guys work fast, so I know, and you're in kind of repertory.
Yeah, sure. So the pre-production work has started now, started a while ago, but actually we'll be together in the room for the first rehearsals in about a week.
Right. Excellent. Working on a smaller cast show like that, you have kind of a much more, I'm looking at like what's happening at the Tony Awards and Merrily We Roll Along, which is the revival and everything. Sure. But tell me about the intimacy of working that way with a smaller cast show.
Ray Scott. No, you go right ahead.
I discovered that it works faster and quicker with a smaller cast show in the Canterbury experiment, if you want to call it something like that. But it's easier for them to get to know each other more quickly. And I think that brings a heightened sense of a relationship to a show. They have to work harder. Obviously, small shows mean a lot of material for each individual. You've got four people in the cast that's, you know, they're covering a full 2 hour or hour 30 minutes, whatever it is, slot. So, yeah, it provides them the opportunity to really get to know each other quickly. And I think that makes for a much better show.
Very good.
And I was just going to say that our space lends itself to that. You know, we're a sweet little storefront theater that brings intimacy between the actor-audience relationship right off the bat. So you put a small cast on that stage, and you're going to have that immediate relationship with that person, and our space lends itself to that.
We're getting in our final minute here. I'm going to give you a chance to talk about show dates, and also, for audience who may just listen to this for the first time, where Canterbury's at and how they can get tickets.
Well, this show opens July 3rd. There's no show on the 4th. That's a 2 o'clock matinee on the 3rd. No show on the 4th. And then Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. And then the following weekend, the same thing, Wednesday matinee. But we have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening on the 13th at 7. It's 807 Franklin Street. You can order tickets by phone, 219-874-4269. Or you can go on our website and make a link to eTix. And the website is Canterbury Theater, all one word, .org. Oh, and it's the pretentious spelling of theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
The British spelling, of course. Why not? John Burst, the music director, Ray Scott Crawford, Canterbury Theater, and the upcoming shows starting here, starting now. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you. See you at the Canterbury.
Thank you. See you soon.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.